Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic coach. I'm pumped to be back with you every day, digging into these mental fitness routines that'll help us navigate life's crazy roller coaster. You know, the kind of stuff that keeps us grounded when things get tough and helps us thrive even when life throws a curveball our way. Today, we're tackling something big, forgiveness. I mean, really tackling it. Ever felt like you were carrying around this heavy backpack of resentment? You know, those grudges from the past, those whispers of they did me wrong that just keep looping in your head. Trust me, I get it. We've all been there. It's easy to get caught up in those negative feelings, let them fester, and convince ourselves that holding on is somehow justified. But here's the thing. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about liberating yourself from the chains of anger and resentment. Here are 5 things to keep in mind as you embark on this journey of cultivating forgiveness and understanding. 1. Recognize the cost. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It's literally damaging you. It robs you of joy, peace, and even your physical well-being. Studies show that chronic anger can contribute to everything from heart disease to weakened immune function. Holding on to those resentments is like constantly battling a monster inside yourself, and trust me, it's exhausting. 2. Shift your perspective. This one's tough, but crucial. Try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. It doesn't mean excusing their actions, but understanding their motivations might help soften the edges of your anger. Maybe they were going through something you didn't know about. Maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. 3. Practice empathy. Imagine yourself in their shoes. How would you feel if you were in that situation? Could you understand why they acted the way they did? This doesn't mean you have to agree with them, but it can help create space for compassion and understanding. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. 4. Focus on healing. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened. It's about freeing yourself from the grip of anger so you can move forward and heal. Think of it like a wound you wouldn't keep picking at it, right? You need to let it heal. Forgiveness is that same process, but for your emotional well-being. 5. Take action. Forgiveness isn't just a feeling, it's a conscious choice you make every day. It takes time and effort, but the rewards are worth it. Start small, maybe with a silent prayer or a simple act of kindness towards someone who has wronged you. Over time, these small steps can lead to a profound sense of peace and liberation. Okay, let's get real for a second. Imagine this. Your best friend borrows your favorite jacket without asking, gets a stain at a party, and then forgets to apologize. You're probably fuming, right? That feeling of betrayal, the annoyance, that's understandable. But think about it, maybe your friend is going through a tough time and didn't think clearly. Maybe they genuinely feel bad, but don't know how to express it. Instead of letting anger take over, try this. Instead of keeping silent, talk to your friend. Express how their actions made you feel. Listen to their side of the story. Even if you don't agree with everything, understanding their perspective might help soften those hard edges. Maybe even offer a solution together, like going out for coffee and picking out a new jacket. This approach doesn't mean condoning their actions, it means choosing understanding and connection over resentment and distance. Remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting or excusing. It's about letting go of the anger that holds you back. It's about opening your heart to compassion and understanding, even when it's difficult. And trust me, it's one of the most empowering things you can do for yourself and your relationships. So, what are you waiting for? Start your own journey of forgiveness today. I know it takes courage, but the reward is a lighter heart and a more fulfilling life. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these words of wisdom. Spread the love. And if you enjoyed the podcast, leave a review and let me know what you think. Until next time, keep those stoic muscles flexed.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.